It is time for our Tuned In program, and joining us on the line is the mayor of Geneseo, Sean Johnson. And Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about last night's Geneseo City Council meeting. Plenty to talk about last night, especially police pensions standing out for a lot of people.
Yeah, we had a pretty full agenda last night, and the police pension portion was an important discussion to have. Every city is required to meet a state-required 90% funding by the year 2040. And here we are, 2021, and that window is closing for all municipalities. Geneseo is no different. And figuring out a way to get that funded and at a reduced cost to the taxpayer is most important.
There's a concern that this is going to be a big hit to the Geneseo budget.
It is. Not so much. I mean, if we choose the bonding route, there's quite a bit of savings to the taxpayer, possibly upwards of over $2 million over that basically 20-year window period of time to come. The real problem for our municipality and probably almost every other is when you get into that year 2030, all the way up to 2039, as that mandate of 2040 closes, the yearly contribution by cities and municipalities in Geneseo would be no different, just skyrockets and goes off the chart of upwards over $1 million each year, which for a town of Geneseo, I just don't know how we would do that. You can't even tax the taxpayer enough to do that at that point.
So in your mind, what is the best way forward on this?
I think, you know, the bonding issue is kind of in essence like if you're in a 30-year mortgage at home with a high interest rate right now and you could refinance debt to a much lower interest rate is really what we're looking at doing with the city and kind of paying that mortgage in essence on the pension fund all up front at one time at a much lower interest rate. Bond rates are lower than they've been in I believe it was 30 or 40 years. It's quite some time. So it's kind of taking that cheaper money and paying off a debt you know that there is there to come instead of paying that higher interest rate like we do every year on the unfunded portion that we continue to work towards. So I to me it's no-brainer for the community.
Indeed, it sounds like this could be the long-term savings. Again, there's some things that have to work out to make it work.
There's a whole process as far as the council approving and then letting the bond company go out actually and begin the process of securing the bonds, and then there's a public hearing portion of the bonds. But I think the final date, we could have this wrapped up somewhere late May or early June, if I remember correct.
Now, of course, Geneseo, not the only city dealing with the pension crisis across the state, but they're just going to start hitting it repeatedly, as it would seem.
It is, and for the public's sake, the pension situation, I know it's frustrating to many citizens, but they think it's under a local control, and really the state pension program, at least for municipalities, when you exceed 5,000 like Geneseo and many others around here, we're really under the state constitution, Article 3 and Article 4, one is police for police and one is for fire, and you know it pretty much tells a municipality what you're going to do and how the program is going to work, and it just takes away that local control. So many citizens think it'd be as easy as just doing away the pensions and getting into 401ks and self-funded retirements, but we don't have that ability to do so. It's under state control. So,
Yeah, again, that's just one of those things that people, citizens especially, may not be aware of. And how often this happens when something at the state level has such a massive effect on the local level?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, that's why I constantly reinforce to the council it's important that, you know, when you're having your cup of coffee at the gas station or McDonald's or whatever, and a citizen approaches you, it's important and it's part of your job as an elected official to make sure you have that good dialogue with them, because the more you can inform your citizen base, you know, the better everybody can rally behind some of the decisions that need to be made, or, you know, at a community level and at a local government level.
Elsewhere at the last night's meeting, cast the vote to break a tie regarding video gaming in Geneseo.
Yeah, it was definitely a complicated discussion and a difficult discussion, and I venture to say no mayor ever really wants to be in a position to have to break a tie on something where one part of your citizen base is going to be disappointed regardless of how you vote. But we put a lot of work into this, a lot of thought, and I think the council, in my 3 years of city government, two on council and now one almost as mayor, I think the council had one of its best foundational discussions they ever had last night, really trying to talk their way through this. Even those in dissent, it was an extremely productive conversation. So it only advances out of committee of the whole towards our council meeting in 2 weeks. We have some legal work to be done by our legal firm, but I think the right move to do at this time was to advance it for further discussion and consideration to see if it's a good fit for Geneseo.
So what do you think is the future of video gaming in Geneseo?
I think it's going to definitely have a very restrictive approach. We're a community that's pretty tight with our liquor licenses. And the way I see it going at this time, it would be strictly tied to a pour license, meaning a bar restaurant that pours serves liquor, a tavern that serves liquor. In the council talk, they wanted to explore a little bit of even tying that to a certain portion of food and drink sale as being a requirement. So our liquor license typically roll over, you know, only when an establishment sells or changes hands. So we have that control in place to begin with. But if you did tie it to a portion of food and beverage sales as being key to holding that license, it would prevent somebody from getting their hands on a license, setting up in a vacant storefront and serving just a couple drinks, but having their primary source of income come from gaming alone, because that's definitely something neither side, even those that want to explore the interest or the issue, they don't want that intent in Geneseo. So I think the council's taking a good conservative approach, and I'm comfortable with where the discussion is for now, and we'll see where we get in 2 weeks. And it's painful because I know there's a portion of our citizen base out there that's pretty disappointed in the decision I made last night. But I can only say, having 2 years on council and now taking the mayor's seat, things are so much different when you're in the driver's seat, even from the understanding I had as a councilman. And to me, it comes down to the premise of what's best for Geneseo. I mean, some believe that saying no to all vices, gaming, et cetera, keeps us pristine, and that's what makes Geneseo unique. But I hear from so many others of the public community base that, you know, they love our parks, they love our streets, our infrastructure that we have, our strong, wonderful police force. And it's those people that believe all those things make Geneseo unique. And then I have the portion that says under no circumstances do they want any other tax increases, which I appreciate the patience the public has had with us, because we have had some tax increases and some rate increases. So for me, it's trying to find that balance that satisfies all those bases. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to build the revenue and keep the tax increases low or neutral, have the revenue to maintain all those social services and that everything that the city provides that makes our city great, and being as restrictive as I can if we choose to go down this road to at least satisfy the dissenters that, you know what, they're really, I don't like where they're going, but they're putting good controls on it. That's the walk I'm trying to walk at the moment.
It's a difficult one. I mean, because many cities are moving toward a model that allows as much video gaming as possible, because it is a significant revenue stream.
It is, and I cautioned the council last night, and you know, it was important for us to acknowledge what surrounding cities get for revenue. I mean, frankly, some of those numbers are large. They're hard to turn your nose at as a local small municipality when revenues are tight, but. You know, I caution the council that's that city, that's not necessarily ours. That would be, you would have to assume that you're going to have the same number of businesses that take the permits, we're going to have the same number of machines, same amount of money be pulled, and we all know that's not the case. So be mindful of what the revenues could or may not be, but don't let that be the deciding factor. You have to decide that this is a good fit for Geneseo, that it does help sustain some of the businesses that could, you know, benefit or make their business more attractive to the public by offering this gaming. And have to see if we can make it fit for Geneseo. So, revenue is a part of this. There's no denying the public, you know, we need more sources of revenue. And to me, right now, I think it's important that we look at taxing the few that choose to engage in a behavior before I have to look at proposing a property tax increase across the board that hits everyone from our senior citizens down to the youngest. So.
Yes, quite a balance. And of course, you've got a few cities out there that have allowed this that are having a little bit of buyer's remorse, not seeing the kind of revenues that they were promised.
That is very true. And there's other issues that come with it. And I know we talked at length last night about signage and the appearance of it all. So, and that's why I caution the council let's think this out, what fits for Geneseo. And if it's not going to fit, let's not go down a road that we can't try to allow something but still maintain what makes our town unique in essence, and because our downtown is beautiful and pristine, and that's something that, you know, I feel strongly that we need to preserve and we need to build off of. So if we can find a way to marry the two, I think it'll be worth a discussion at the council meeting in 2 weeks. If for some reason things come back to where we can't get signage, you know, controls to satisfy the council base and the public base, or for some reason that somebody changes a tune, then that's a discussion we'll have at the council.
Now, you got about a minute left, sir. Is anything else you'd like to cover from last night's meeting?
No, I was just, you know, Geneseo, it's a great community because of the citizen involvement. In the days leading up to this, I had a lot of respectful discussions with those that were in opposition, and I appreciate the fact that in Geneseo you can make a vote that may disappoint someone, but we have so much respect and admiration for each other that that can carry over the next day, and we're still citizens and neighbors first. And a lot of people reached out to me on both sides of the issue, and that's valuable as a mayor because you don't want to be on this island alone and make this decision alone. So those that called me in support and the reasons that they support, I appreciate. And those that called me in dissent and definitely wanted a no vote, I don't want you to feel like your input was cast aside, because I definitely considered it into my decision for sure.
All right. Well, Sean Johnson, the mayor of Geneseo, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.